Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. Really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Cole Jeffrey. I am 16 years old and I live in Fort McMurray.
Cool. Have you always lived in Fort McMurray?
No. I originally lived in Ontario for a bit. I was in, Hamilton when I was younger.
Okay.
Then we moved up to, Port Perry.
Okay.
And then I stayed there. Three-hour drive from Toronto.
Okay.
Because we used to go to Toronto every once in a while.
Yeah.
It was like 3 hours there.
Okay.
It's just a small town, too. There's nothing big, really. If we wanted to do something fun, we'd have to go to Toronto.
Right, yeah, right.
So, but then I moved up here.
Okay.
How
old were you when you moved up here?
It was every once in a while because my dad passed away at the time, so my mom went through a hard time. So
yeah.
We were meeting with my stepdad at the time.
Right.
Stepdad, currently.
Yeah.
So we'd come up every odd year see him.
Right.
And then we'd just hang out.
Yeah.
And then once we were done, we'd go back to the house and we'd sit there and do our life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So how do you like in Fort McMurray now that you're here?
It's a pretty good place to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get your life started, it's a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What do you get up to in your free time when you're not here?
There's nothing big really happening in my life, so I usually just play video games in my room.
What video game do you play? And on what system?
So currently I have my gaming laptop because my PC isn't working right now. So,
okay.
I just got into the new game that just came out called The Finals.
Okay.
And I was looking at it because I saw that there's a destructive engine in it from Unreal Engine 5.
Okay.
So I was looking at that for a bit.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun because you could destroy anything.
Cool.
Everything's destructible in the game.
That's so wild.
Yeah. It was actually pretty cool.
Tanner plays this game called, like, Just Because.
I think I've heard of it.
Man, you're just running around just, like, blowing stuff up just because. People are trying to shoot you just because. I could be getting the name of this game wrong, but, like, literally...
I think I heard it. It's Just Cause.
Oh, Just Cause, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this thing is wild.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that video games can, like, create that type of world that you can interact with everything, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing to me. So when you're playing on the computer, you, like this... Playing with the keyboards and the mouse, or do you got a controller?
No, I play on keyboard and mouse.
So that's what you're most comfortable with?
I'm most comfortable with it.
Really?
It's morely because there's more you can do with it. There's more buttons to your display.
Right.
Instead of, I have to put a combination in order to do something I want to
do. Oh, I never thought about it like that.
Because there's only 10 buttons on
that's
the controller.
That's right. But how do you, you got muscle memory that you're remembering all of the different buttons?
Well, I won't remember it all the time. Sometimes I have to go back into settings,
look at
controls for a minute, oh, I remember, and then go back to the game.
Right. Yeah. I never thought about that, though. Yeah, because when you're trying to do a combo, you got to be like A, B, whatever, string that combo. You still got to remember that. If you didn't have to go through like 5 different buttons, you could just...
Yeah.
I never thought about that from a gaming aspect.
Yeah.
That's a mind blower. like we're talking about video gaming, if you'd use like the hand controller or the keypad. Never thought about the combo if you could just hit the button.
Yeah.
Wild. What's that game called? Just Cause that you were playing?
Yeah.
Just Cause 4.
Yeah.
Check that one out. It is
Yeah,
wild.
I was playing it. I played Just Cause 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on in that game. It was really fun. You could do so many stupid things with the zip line. You could you could tether people together and stuff. Yeah. It was so fun.
Tether them to the helicopter.
Yeah. Just watch them fling around for a minute.
Yeah, so stupid, but like, what a good game.
Yeah.
We were sitting down at a conference meeting one time talking about it, just thinking like, somebody had to come in and pitch that idea.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of office environment are you working in where you're just like, listen, I got an idea for this video game where like, you can just do anything. People, like, and your boss being like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, that's a cool game.
Yeah, you'd have to explain it though for a minute. Yeah, that would probably be a long conversation.
That's right. Yeah, and then like it costs like so much money to make video games.
Yeah,
so
it's not just like a pitch and you're done.
Yeah, like you're just like, all right, we'll give you like $2 million to make this video game. Like, all right, like that's a wild concept. Do you play any sports games?
Any sports games? The WWE. Yeah. I was playing that, and then I switched the UFC game because I'm going to be honest, it's a lot better than the WWE games.
Yeah, and?
I like UFC game. Compared to Mortal Kombat, it's fun because there's more aspects to it than just punching each other until one of them loses.
That's right.
You can injure someone's leg, you can castrate their arm if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, do all kinds of damage to them to the point where they'll actually drop by logic in real life.
Right.
I like how they try and put in the most realistic things of life into the game.
Yeah.
So you can relate to it in real life.
That's
like,
right.
That would happen.
Have you ever played BeamNG?
If
you like real life games with like real life physics, you gotta play BeamNG. It's like a car crash simulator game.
Oh.
And the car like actually crashes like it would in real life. Like you hit a pole and the whole car just like crumbles.
Oh, yeah, like because it's
soft
like a thing.
Soft body physics.
Yeah, soft body physics, so it'll just.
Yeah, like if you crash two cars into each other, they'll just like squish. Or if you turn a corner and you hit a curb with your wheel, it'll actually like damage the wheel and then your car will pull as you're trying to drive it.
Can you like damage the axles?
You can damage
everything.
Every single part.
So you go off-roading.
You can damage the bearings, the wheels, the tire pressure, the axles, the arms, like every single part of that car will damage.
That's actually really cool. They go down to the detail.
Yeah, like everything. You can have a door fall off, you can have a flat tire, you can over rev your engine, it's a real car.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And so like when he first showed it to me, like I was just driving fast and like crashing into things. But then you get into like the off-roading mode where you have to like drive slow and like
you take it around racetracks, you have to be like absolutely perfect. You can't crash into your opponent's car, it'll screw both your cars.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah. It reminds me of Mud Runner. Instead of that, you're just running like cargo and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the physics that they use for the environment in Mud Runner is like the same that they use for the cars in BeamNG, like that high of a detail.
Yeah, so they even have, what is it, you have to switch to all-wheel drive.
Yeah, 100%, all-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive modes.
Yeah.
There's different race modes, off-road modes, track modes, it's my favorite.
It's wild.
I have like 2,000 hours of that game.
When you drive like a Lamborghini into a wall versus like a bug, they crumble different, you're just like, this is nuts.
Because they realize that the buggy's more heavier, it's outside, like we're talking like deserts, wherever you want it to be.
Or if you have a roll cage in your car, or if you use an older car versus a newer car, they crumple different, they run different. It's an awesome game.
Yeah, man. How are we doing for time?
We've got 2 minutes.
Oh, sweet. All right, we got to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Where's your go-to pizza spot?
Pizza spot?
Yeah.
Definitely the Pizza 73 right next to the Equal and Holy Trinity.
Okay, and what's your order?
The curly fries and probably just a pizza. The curly fries are
something. It's the reason you go to Pizza
73. Facts. Facts. It's facts, man. Those curly fries are on another level.
No, it's the best curly fries in the game.
Hands down. And sometimes you get those crispy ones in there, you're just like,
Pizza 73's pizza is like average, but their sides game is ridiculous.
And I like their pizza. Like, I like the meat lovers.
Yeah.
What's
yours?
Mine is probably the Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And what do you go for a drink?
Drink? Probably just a Sprite. I'm not really picky.
Yeah.
With my drinks, but like when it comes to food, sometimes I'm a little picky.
Yeah.
You gotta match the drink to the food.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you gotta get dessert, like after that. Like,
what's your dessert?
Yeah.
What's my dessert? Probably just some ice cream or maybe yogurt and some fruits in it.
Do you like frozen yogurt then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Frozo or whatever that place is.
Yeah. I just started eating ice cream. Bro. I stopped eating ice cream when I was like 12. And then this guy convinced me to like try lactose pills, and they work. So I've been eating ice cream like unbelievable. Like, ice cream is wild. If you can't eat ice cream, you are missing out at home. Like,
and you know, you know how like when you were a little kid, you would go out and you get like the bubble gum or you get whatever, and now as an adult, you've just like found your flavor and you get that.
Yeah.
He hasn't tried any of the fun little kid flavors.
Yeah.
So there's like a grown adult there just sitting there eating like bubble gum and birthday cake ice cream, being like, this is amazing. I've never had this before.
Facts. Yeah. 40 years old, just being like, what's happening right now? Because I only knew about like the like a Neapolitan ice cream, like that was like whoa. And then like right before I stopped eating ice cream, they introduced Oreo ice cream, and I'm just like, what's happening? And literally from that point on, no ice cream. So now I'm eating ice cream. Like, I got to get back on the treadmill. Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What do you mean by shout out?
Shout out, bro. Anybody like you want to shout out at home? Anything you want to plug?
Shout out to Fort McMurray. Best place ever.
There we go. Awesome. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for their ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.